The way I roll is mobilize and move people to action now. I'm not in a liberal box. I'm not in a conservative box. No excuses after that. I don't even have a box. I'm just rolling. That's how I talk. God knows it. I'm just straight.
You are listening to Roland S. Martin, Unfiltered.
And it's still going to be something about the Army-Navy game. That's why traditions are important. So, look, I get what the state legislator is doing. And look, you have so much bad blood with the Baylor women's basketball coach. She trashed A&M so bad, we will never play them again. It was just all of this bad blood. And you're sitting there going, seriously? Is it worth all that? But they were, because here's why Baylor was concerned. You lose A&M, you lose these big schools, you're losing guaranteed money days when they come to your campus as well. So, you know, I hope it happens. I do want to see us play Texas annually. I love the rivalry. I hate Longhorns. We call them Shorthorns. And so we love to saw them off. And so I hope it happens. So this is the way to get the egos together and say, look, guys, look, you hate each other because you went to different conferences, but you can still play an annual game. So we'll see what happens.
Roland, you mentioned Kevin Sumlin. I can't think of a coach whose stock is higher right now. As an Aggie supporter and around the Texas A&M circles, what's the confidence level that Kevin Sumlin's going to stick around for a while?
It's huge, because here's the people. First of all, this is a guy who was an assistant coach at A&M, and he left A&M to become an assistant at Oklahoma. So look at Bob Stoops. See, everybody, if you think about it, how many larger schools are there when you begin to sort of add these things up? Okay, how many so-called dream jobs? Sure, Urban Meyer retires in Florida and he goes to Ohio State. But the reality is, when you begin to think about how you can become legends on certain campuses, I mean, you can have a job for life. You mentioned Mack Brown. Texas has been terrible the last two or three seasons. Mack Brown is still riding high off of that national championship and then playing for a second one. I think Mack's probably got a couple of more years before they say, man, if you don't win, you're going to be out of here. But if you're a Kevin Sumlin, you can build some serious longevity by saying you stay at Texas A&M. And let me give you an example in basketball. We had Billy Gillespie. It was a guy, comes in, builds the program up, takes it to the Sweet 16, primed to do great things. He chases the money at Kentucky, doesn't last, okay? Bottoms out. Goes to Texas Tech, what happens? Players revolt, bottoms out. If a Billy Gillespie had stayed at an A&M, he would have been a legend. So I just think, look at Bob Stoops is saying, look, sure, I can go to some other bigger school, but why? I'm the man at Oklahoma.
Yeah, you don't need to let the folks at CNN know this much about sports, Roland. They'll have you doing double duty over there.
Well,
you know
I'll charge them double, too.
Yeah, let's go to the NFL for a minute.
Sure.
And look, I thought of you when I listened to Randy Moss yesterday, because anybody that knows Roland Martin knows that Roland Martin is not at a loss for confidence. Is this confidence that we saw out of Randy Moss with these comments, hey, I'm the greatest? I mean, what's wrong with saying, look, I believe I'm the greatest receiver of all time, notwithstanding the number disparity between himself and Jerry Rice?
Actually, I think he probably passed a meth lab before he had I mean, seriously. I mean, look. I get players who believe in themselves, but there is no way in the world anybody is going to vote for Randy Moss as the greatest wide receiver of all time. I don't care who you are. Steve Largent right now is saying, sorry, it's Jerry Rice. Okay? And so you can believe in yourself, but the bottom line is Jerry brought it every single game. You didn't hear somebody say, did Jerry take any plays off? Did he cut any routes off? No, this guy was running precise routes in practice.
No,
that's how major he was. And so I love Jerry's response on ESPN when he said, I focused on Super Bowls, and he flashed his rings. End of conversation, Randy.
Yeah, we were saying earlier that it's amusing to have this conversation, because I can think of no other position player in team sports where there is less of a debate about who is number one than wide receiver in the professional football leagues. It's Jerry Rice and nobody else.
The tragedy in this is Randy Moss, with the work ethic and the dogged determination of Jerry Rice, maybe could have been the greatest receiver, because from a physical tool standpoint, there's not many guys that compare. there. But you just hit the nail right on the head, Roland. Jerry Rice was the ultimate professional, brought it every single solitary day in practice, in games, and his record speaks for itself. Randy Moss is sadly mistaken if he thinks his upside's greater than Jerry Rice.
Absolutely.
Hey, Ray Lewis, he's a lightning rod given what happened over a decade ago, and some have not let that go, and I count myself among them. Just there's some unresolved issues there, but now a lightning rod for different reasons. Is this just a mild distraction, a bump in the road on the way to Sunday, or is there something to this this stuff about, you know, performance enhancing drugs?
Frankly, I think it's a distraction. And here's the, you have people who are saying, oh my God, how did he come back so fast? How did Terrell Suggs come back so fast from the Achilles? And we're now living in a world where you're going to get these kinds of statements left and right. And so look, that's what you're going to get. But bottom line is, if you're Ray Lewis, you're saying, man, please. Man, please. And so, look, if you got the proof, fine. Step up and say it. Don't just throw an allegation out there. I don't think anybody's even remotely, remotely worried about this whole thing. And so, look, it's a bump in the road. We'll be totally focused on the game. And let's just be honest. If you're Ray Lewis, you've had bigger issues to deal with.
Jim or John, Baltimore or San Francisco in the Martin household Sunday evening, who's the team you're rooting for?
The only reason I'm picking Baltimore is because, look, I'll stick with the AFC, but I really think that Baltimore, people talk about their defense not being the same as it used to be, and I think with Suggs and Lewis and you throw in Ed Reed, I think those guys are going to force Kaepernick into some points-inducing turnovers, and I just think that with Ray Rice, it's going to be a heck of a game, no doubt whatsoever. I just think that with their defense, and look, the key ingredient, Torrey Smith. Has he been blowing past DBs in the entire playoffs? I mean, and so he has basically been opening up everything underneath, opening up tight ends, and even giving Jacoby Jones, who was terrible with the Houston Texans, an opportunity to shine. And so that's how I'd see it. And I think Baltimore has a better special teams game.
Finally, Roland, I give you one choice here. I give you, you know, 10 grand to lay on one of these numbers. Tiger Woods finishes this season with 0, 1, 2, 3, or 4 majors.
One major. He's going to win at least one major.
I dig it. I predict 2. I think he's back enough. He wins 2, but I think he's certainly the cream of the crop again in the PGA ranks.
Absolutely, this is a totally different. I mean, I watched it. So this is not the same guy we saw last year. Yeah, issues off the tee, but the bottom line is, I mean, his short game is back. That's really what was killing him last year. And so John Berman, CNN anchor, emailed me this morning. He said, "Hey man, I think you were right because we argued last year. He's like, I don't think he's ever going to win again. No, this guy's way too good, and I think he's fired up by the Rory McIlroys of the world encroaching on his territory. He was trying to send a signal with that victory. Yeah, he dropped 4 shots in the final round, but like you said, when he's a 3.5-hour round, you're playing dang near 9 holes. That's what's going to happen. But I think we're going to see an awesome, awesome golf season. And if you're a golf fan, you're actually going to go back to actually watching golf because, let's just be honest, who wants to see Phil Mickelson mope around a golf course?
Well, Roland, I think Rory might be the Phil we always wanted Phil to be, right?
Possibly, but you know what? Rory is when you make an equipment switch, I never understand guys who do that. Mm-hmm. When you come off fantastic seasons, you make such an equipment switch.
Ask David Duvall how that worked out.
Well, actually, I think David Duvall's problem was, remember, he broke off the engagement. And so I think David Duvall, I think whoever he was engaged to, man, she had a mean voodoo doll.
Witchcraft
in the map.
Roland Martin, CNN Zone, man. Thanks a lot for being on with us.
I appreciate it. Y'all take care.
All right, thanks, take care. That's Roland Martin from CNN. Knows a little bit about sports.
He knows his stuff, man. Yeah, yeah. Jeff Zucker's over there shaking things up, moving Aaron Burnett to the morning show, hiring Chris Cuomo from ABC. They may need to shift Roland over and let him do some sports.
They're missing the boat.
The way I roll is mobilize and move people to action now. I'm not in a liberal box. I'm not in a conservative box. No excuses after that. I don't even have a box. I'm just rolling. That's how I talk. God knows it. I'm just straight.
You are listening to Roland S. Martin, Unfiltered.